Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
John, I went camping over the weekend.
Where'd you go?
A place out in Fenville.
Oh, I know where Fenville is.
Yeah. It was nice. It was relaxing. I had a good time. There's been some dispute over whether it was camping, though. When I first brought this idea up, I think, Heather, you were out that day. I can now report back. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, and then we can score whether this is camping 1 to 10. 10 being roughing it outdoors, 1 being you stayed in a hotel.
Okay.
Did the shirt come with the reservation?
The camper shirt?
Yeah, the one that you're wearing.
Yes. No, I purchased this.
Oh, okay.
But there's proof
it didn't
I'm a
come
camper.
With the charcuterie board?
I'm a camper. There's proof I'm wearing it today.
Yeah.
Did you sleep in a tent?
Just because you label it doesn't
you
mean it's so.
No, did not sleep in a tent.
Okay.
There was a mattress.
Good.
Oh, there was a mattress.
Yeah.
A real mattress, not an inflatable
mattress?
Comfy mattress. Heated mattress.
Oh,
let me tell you, when it's in the 30s at night, you're happy to have a little bit of heat there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you happen to be sleeping next to someone. You could share body heat.
I am aware of this.
You can also put on a blanket.
Wear some thermal long johns or whatever they're called.
Wear some pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
But I built a fire. I know that was something that was discussed. I built a fire, John, with sticks and
how'd you light it?
Little torch that they provide.
Oh, a torch?
Yeah, a little handheld thing. You just flip the switch and there you go.
Called a lighter?
Yes.
Torch. You called it a torch.
But yeah, you collect some dry sticks, you build it up. They had a little fire starter and the lighter. And I built a fire. I feel like that should get me some points in the camping category.
Did you make your food over the fire?
I cooked eggs one morning in a skillet over the fire.
Okay.
Did they deliver the firewood or did you at least go to the camp store and pick up a bundle of firewood?
So the bundles are actually
delivered to your
campsite.
They're
already waiting for you when you arrive.
Okay. So no.
Okay. So no, I didn't.
You did not carry
the firewood over.
Yeah.
Did you have access to...
Didn't chop it down either.
Electricity? Like, could you charge your phone?
Yes.
Mm.
But there was no Wi-Fi.
That determines camping or not.
And hardly any service, so we truly were disconnected. I felt good, by the way. I feel like a lot of us are addicted to our phones. I did enjoy, outdoors time. It wasn't like I was sitting there playing on my phone outside. I was actually outside, enjoying the outdoors. That's part of camping.
What was the ground like?
Grass.
So you were your mattress was on grass.
No.
Like where you were sleeping, like your
he was in
was
a building.
Was it in a tent? You were in a building?
An A-frame.
Was there a door?
Yeah, like an A-frame.
Like
there's a
real door.
Yeah, no, like a latch, like wood doors.
Oh, was there a refrigerator?
You were in a cabin.
No,
there was like
no
a cabin.
Refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
You were in a
one room
wilderness.
Cabin.
Was there carpet?
No,
you were on a wilderness getaway.
Okay,
not camping.
Made s'mores? Does that count?
What was the bathroom situation like? Well, like, did you have a private restroom?
It was pretty luxurious, to be honest. It was
yeah,
it's like a steam shower.
There are a couple showers. They played
jacuzzi.
Played light music. No jacuzzi.
Light music.
This is.
Was there a butler in there?
There was no butler. There's no little freshmen as you left. No.
Whoa.
But I walked trails. We walked through the dunes. We were outside.
So you went up north.
You went on a hike.
And did outdoorsy things.
So let me ask some more questions that have been presented on Twitch. And I encourage everyone.
Yeah, send them in.
Twitch.tv/971theticket or on YouTube. You can go ahead and search those, watch, and send us your questions. Okay, so you already answered this one. Did you sleep in a tent? No. Did you bring a cooler?
Cooler was provided.
So the answer is no. These are yes or no questions. Okay. Did you bring a cooler?
Well, some context is helpful,
did you
too.
Bring a cooler?
I did not bring a cooler, John.
Okay. Did you cook something other than hot dogs over the campfire?
Yes, eggs.
Okay.
Yes. And s'mores.
Okay.
And a cinnamon roll. You could warm them up over the fire. Those are nice, too.
That was your microwave. Did you make the cinnamon roll yourself?
Did I bake the cinnamon roll? No, I did not.
Okay. I didn't ask if you baked it. I asked if you made it.
No, I picked it up from the
what they delivered
store.
To you.
General area, yeah.
General area.
Yeah. Wasn't a store, but yeah, they had like kind of
a
communal area. No, there's no restaurant.
Where you could go and get all your food and bring it back to your, they went to, you went to a grocery store.
There was not a grocery store, John. It's not like I was walking through.
I mean, I think that's okay. I mean, if I was going camping, I would pick up some snacks.
Like they had some pastries, like, you know, muffins and cinnamon rolls in the morning if you wanted to grab something.
I think that's
okay. Some diced fruit for you.
No, it was not diced fruit.
Was the bed in a housing place? So
I would say so. Yes,
uh-huh.
It was so heated.
Heated mattress. That
was nice.
It had its own linens.
Doubt.
Like you didn't need to bring a sleeping bag.
It had its
bag?
Own linens. Yeah, no sleeping bags. Not sleeping
you
on the floor.
Did
okay, see,
not set up any of your living situation.
No, it was set up for us when we arrived.
Yeah. No, you didn't go camping. Mm. Okay. Scale 1 to 10.
Yeah, that's
1.5.
What?
1.5.
You think this is a 1.5 out of 10?
1.5.
I'm at like a 3.
That's very generous. Greg?
It says
you're a peace sign?
Got a 2.
2? Okay.
We need Tom's verdict and yours as well. 248-539-9797. And you can send some questions in.
The only reason it's even a 1 is because you cooked over the fire.
So it'd be a 0.
I'm surprised you didn't burn your hand.
Oh, come on. Have
seriously.
Some faith. And the eggs were cooked perfectly.
Yeah. How come you didn't make bolognese?
From scratch, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What did you cook the eggs in?
Like a skillet.
Okay. What did you do with the skillet when it was done? Did you leave it there for somebody else to clean?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't go camping.
Yeah.
I'm down to
so
a
if
one.
I had,
I'm
it's,
down
it's
to
not
a one.
My skillet. Like I've,
right, because you didn't bring anything with you.
Right.
So no, you didn't. I'm sorry. I don't want to take away. I think it sounds like you had a wonderful weekend.
I actually did. That's the other thing I would say is I feel like this was tailor-made for anybody to go and have a good time. Like you clearly don't have to be an outdoorsman.
Could be a city lover, yeah.
And you can still go and touch grass and appreciate some nature and get a little R&R and relax and rest.
I mean, they call this glamping.
That's not even glamping. This has nothing to do with camping.
But that's what
but
they
my
call
shirt
it.
Says camper,
it's
John.
They call what you need to write. Cross it out.
Yeah,
cross it out.
Yeah, cross it out and put.
It says camper,
glamper.
Glamper.
I think they call it luxury camping.
Oh, they.
The place calls it luxury camping.
You can label it however you want, but no, it is. They're calling it black tie camping.
On the Twitch feed.
Yeah,
I feel like building a fire, cooking over the fire. I thought I was going to get higher than 2s. I really did. Oh. I thought this was going to be like, 50-50,
okay.
Some 5 out of 10s.
What in your mind makes this a 2?
What do you mean?
The like, building the fire, he says, and roasting some
more. With the torch.
I guess maybe my 3
is
too generous.
Like a
lighter,
like you'd, like, I'm just going to shut up. 248-539-9797. Ticket texture says heated mattress equals not camping. You get a negative number, Costa.
Yeah.
It's not camping. On this scale, it's a 2 out of 10. Cookies, that's glamping, not camping. You were not camping. 3 out of 10. Jim, question for you. Did you tip the concierge at the quote campground, Tony, in Oxford?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No, there's no concierge. You're waiting for me to answer that seriously?
Yeah. I mean, whoever it is, did they come at some point and clean your cabin?
No. I mean, when
did
we left.
Did they make your bed?
Did they do your linens? Did they provide towels and wash them?
Did you put the do not disturb on the on your
No, there was not like
door.
Maid service between days.
I mean, you were only there for what, 3 days?
Yeah. Rick in Newport. Rick, you wanted to grade this? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a 2. I'm being very generous when I say this. I'm gonna call that clamping, and I don't even know if I'd call it that. I mean, that's. I mean, you're borderline in a hotel at that point with a heated mattress, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if I've been to a hotel where there's been a heated mattress. When I was in Japan, they had a heated toilet seat, which was amazing.
I do have a question though.
Yeah.
Did you use the bug spray, or did they put it on for you?
They provided bug spray. We didn't need it. It was kind of cold.
They provided bug spray.
I want to
so
know how much you paid for
this. Took nothing with you.
Besides yourself.
Yeah, clothes, change of clothes.
Yes. Which you would do on any business trip or vacation.
They didn't provide sunscreen?
No, they did not.
Yeah, I see. You got burned.
I'm catching straight. So that should count towards even a half point.
No.
Well, half point.
I thought it was John who played for the Redskins.
Oh, boy.
You didn't even take your own bug spray. They provided it for you.
They did.
Yeah.
They provided a bunch of stuff we didn't use.
Was it the children's off?
John, I didn't use it. I didn't examine it. It was in the little locker.
And it was next to the soap and shower cap that they provide for you?
No, we brought our own deodorant and toothbrush and toothpaste and all that stuff.
Was there lights in this cabin?
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say, did you have a lantern?
There was electricity.
Yeah, they had lanterns.
I know, but I thought maybe it was just so you could charge your phone. They didn't have anything else. No TV.
No TV.
Yeah, but just lights, fan.
I like that you have to clarify. No, there was a fan if you needed it, but there was no TV.
Yeah, you weren't camping.
No, this is at best a 1. At best a 1.
Quote, did not sleep in tent, immediately rules it out as camping cookies. Jim, if you survived, you didn't go camping. John in Lake Orion. Cookies went to luxury camping. It's not camping. Get a tent and rough it.
I think you need to do that. I think that'd be great for you to do a true rough it 3-day weekend with a tent, you and Kelsey, and just see how it goes.
I wanted to enjoy the trip. I don't know that
camping
I would enjoy
fun.
I don't know that I would enjoy it.
I would even go as far as I absolutely love taking people fishing, taking people camping. When I described, going up to Northwest Ontario, one of the great things is exposing people to that environment and making it palatable for them, right? They don't want to build the fire. They don't want to fillet the fish, fry the fish. They don't want to do all of the work involved. And that's fine. Yeah. It's not for everyone. That's part, that's,
well, that's
the
why
part
stuff like this
of
exists.
It that I love. And so I'm not going to sit here and say you didn't go on a great vacation. It sounded like you had a great vacation.
I did.
The only argument I will make is that this is nowhere near camping.
Jim, stop talking. You're digging a deeper hole. How are the towel warmers and champagne glasses? Sounds like a camping simulator, camping adjacent experience. Were the lights dimmable? Yes.
They were?
Yes. Well, it's like a lantern and you could twist the light. 0 out of 10. Camping requires sleeping bag and a tent. You find your own food like fishing. You bring your own utensils. You build your fire from scratch. That's fake camping. Brutal. You went weak camping. They're being hard on you. Plenty of campgrounds with cabins. It does count because it's a campground, but it's not much more than that. All right.
Is it a campground?
I would say so. Greg's pointing to the clock.
Of course you would.
Saved by the time. 248-539-9797. Scale of 1 to 10, was it camping? 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.